National Prosecuting Authority is likely going to withdraw corruption charges provisionally against Duduzane Zuma in the Specialized Commercial Crimes Court when he appears there tomorrow. The charges relate to allegations that Zuma played a role in a bribe that was reportedly offered to former Deputy Finance Minister Mthabisi Jonas by the Guptas. The NPA and Hawks, as I said earlier, won't speak until the court proceedings are over. But advocate Paul Hoffman has made himself available to speak to us about this issue. Advocate, good afternoon to you. Lovely to have you on the program. Can you explain to us what you understand to be the reason for the withdrawal of these charges?
Hi, good afternoon, Joanne, and good afternoon to your listeners as well. The reports that are out and about, and they are unconfirmed, as you suggested in your introduction, are that the excuse for provisionally withdrawing the charges against Duduzane Zuma is that the Zondo Commission has not completed the hearing of the evidence of former Minister Jonas in the investigation into state capture. And that has been used now by the National Director of Public Prosecutions as a pretext for withdrawing the charge of corrupt activities against Duduzane Zuma. And so let's just assume for a moment that that's all true, yes. Which I think is probably a fairly safe assumption to make.
Mm-hmm.
I must say I have difficulty with the interests of justice being served by delaying justice in relation to the criminal charges against Duduzane. You must remember that the Commission of Inquiry is simply a fact-finding exercise, and at the end of the day, and we may wait years for a report from the Commission of Inquiry, the judge may say, well, I heard Mr. Jonas saying that he was offered 600 million rand to accept the job of finance minister on the Gupta's terms, and I heard other people saying that no such thing ever happened, and I make no finding in respect of this, or I prefer the one or the other. That is binding on nobody, and it has less than nothing to do with whether the National Prosecuting Authority is able to prove beyond any reasonable doubt that Duduzane Zuma was involved in a corrupt activity which entailed taking Mr. Jonas to the Saxon World compound of the Guptas to be offered a large amount of cash in a bag and 600 million rand for taking the job that was being offered to him corruptly.
Right.
So really, if the idea is that the interest of justice be served, what I say to the National Director of Public Prosecutions is it's a very old principle. Justice delayed is justice denied. They thought they had a case when they charged Duduzane Zuma because they had a statement from Mr. Jonas, which the world has now seen from the evidence that he's given in the Commission of Inquiry. Either they carry on with it or they don't. But to provisionally withdraw is just kicking the can down the road for no good reason.
In the event that that there is future evidence uncovered that actually can support a strong case they could make against him, could charges conceivably be reinstated?
Oh, no, the withdrawal is a provisional withdrawal. It's not as though they're abandoning the prosecution entirely.
Right.
What they're doing is saying, we want to hedge our bets and see what comes out in the Commission of Inquiry. Well, that is a way of delaying the prosecution of Duduzane Zuma for several years, at least 2 years, probably more.
Thank you so much for your insight into that story. Advocate Paul Hoffman.